Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back, there's another Republican senator. Now, I have a lot of Republican senators whom I'm not fond of. Let me leave it at that. Not fond of them. Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, Moscow Mitch, Cotton, Pauly Cruz, a whole bunch of them. Bad news. But one who is has disturbing eyes, something wrong with the guy, Mike Lee of Utah. And Mike Lee of Utah has an exuberant personality. It means he shoots his mouth off quite a bit. And he says strange things. Well, he said the strangest thing that I've ever heard him say. And he said it yesterday. Somebody asked him, you know, he's a senator. He voted against the COVID relief package, just like all the Republicans. Now some of them are praising it, trying to have it both ways. And some of them are trying to say, well, the good things that will happen are because of Trump. But they asked him what he thought about it, and here's what he said. He said that bill was, quote, written in hell by the devil himself. Written in hell by the devil himself. Now, this is a seriously, this is a guy with issues, okay? This is a guy with issues. He's worried about hell. He's worried about the devil. Who knows when he sees the devil? Maybe when he looks in the mirror. Who knows? When he leaves the room, there's a smell of sulfur. However, this is a guy, he says, the COVID relief bill is written in hell by the devil himself. Now, that's just a strange thing for a U.S. senator to say in the year 2021. I mean, you know, we have had a long history of development in theology, philosophy, literature, and history. You know, I love reading about it, talking about it. But to say the COVID relief bill, which is going to extend unemployment compensation benefits for people who are running out of money, for families who have kids to feed, that has a child tax credit, which is a cash outlay for people who don't have large incomes, so they can buy kids clothes to go back to school, supplies, maybe a knapsack for the kid, little kid, a little knapsack, some chow, give them some food, a nice hot breakfast, let them pay the rent. To say that, well, to put 13,000 employees of American Airlines back to work in good paying jobs, Are you kidding me? Paying for vaccines and to distribute them to cure people of a communicable disease or to prevent it from getting it in the first place. This is written in hell by the devil himself. You know, there's hyperbole and there's hyperbole. This is not hyperbole. This guy has a serious disability in his soul. Eyes are the windows of the soul. Google Mike Lee of Utah and look at his eyes. Very disturbed, very, very, very disturbed individual. Tell you another one. No favorite, also a disturbed individual. Tucker Carlson, Fox News, one of the highest compensated people on the news. His show, apparently, his and Hannity's, get more viewers than I think CNN and MSNBC combined, at least sometimes. I don't know who's watching these guys, but Tucker Carlson likes to attack reporters, and he likes to attack female reporters, because the very sad truth is that women who are attacked, and by that I mean just verbally attacked in public, spur a great harassing emails and attacks that are very lewd, they're sexual in nature, and they frequently involve death threats. It's a sad and disgusting thing. So when, for instance, Donald Trump pointed out Katie Tour of MSNBC and said, you know, she's the enemy of the people, she needed security to get to her car in the parking lot. She needed security to get to her car in the parking lot. Well, there's a woman at the New York Times, a reporter named Taylor Lorenz, very good reporter, and her beat is tech, you know, basically the internet and culture. And she did a report on International Women's Day. Tucker Carlson doesn't like International Women's Day. I don't know how it's any of his business, quite frankly. So he went on the air and he said, Taylor Lorenz, the reporter of that article, is, quote, the top of journalism's repulsive little food chain. And then he said she is, quote, less talented than other New York Times reporters. I don't think he's ever met her. He has no idea whether she's talented or not. She's writing for the New York Times. She obviously has something on the ball. And what do you mean by the top of journalism's repulsive little food chain? Say that. Well, she immediately gets a torrent of obscene and threatening emails, tweets, posts, and it really gets to her. You know, I mean, she has a family. She has friends. And then the New York Times published an article saying that Tucker Carlson is bad news, that by attacking her, he's attacking another reporter. He's essentially a reporter, even though he's a loudmouth. He's not a reporter. What he is, he's an entertainer. And in retaliation for the New York Times article, he kept attacking her again, and she got more threatening, obscene, and truly threatening emails. You have the capacity to basically disable somebody from their profession in journalism if you attack them. Sadly enough, the area of the world that has among the highest murders of journalists is Mexico now. The cartels kill anybody who says anything. Another one is the Middle East, jihadist cultures. They'll kill them in Pakistan, kill them in Pakistan. Of course, in China and Russia, they don't get to publish anything. The minute they do, they get put in jail. But in the United States, to have this freelancing control of the media by right-wing nuts like Tucker Carlson, you know, I'm beginning to wonder, our side never does it to him. No one ever goes on there and says, Bowtie Barbie is not a good reporter. He's a hack and a fraud. He's a barnacle on the behind of humanity. He's the bottom of the garbage pail. We don't say stuff like that. And we don't say stuff like that because we don't want to contribute to this dialogue of attacking journalists. But the fact of the matter is that Fox News, through Tucker Carlson, is contributing to the intimidation of journalists. And when you do that, in the long run, you destroy democracy. Obviously, one attack by Tucker Carlson is not going to destroy democracy, although the Republican Party is, and Trump is, if they're permitted to continue. But Tucker Carlson, by being an attacker of the media, of his competitor, really, and especially singling out women, he doesn't single out male reporters in the New York Times. They are vulnerable to sexual threats on the internet. They just are. It's a fact of life, and death threats too. So Taylor Lorenz has had to put up with that. So, write Tucker Carlson, maybe email him. You don't have to call him Bowtie Barbie or the bottom of the garbage pail or the barnacle on the behind of humanity. I mean, the guy, I don't know how he got his present position. All he does is sits there in a bow tie and sneers, but he gets large viewerships, makes a lot of money. But really, Fox and he have got to knock it off, because what happens is when you have a culture of threatening journalism, it ends up in Mexico and Pakistan, and we don't want to get there. We don't want to get there. We already have some of that in the House of Representatives, Lauren Boebert, gunshots in a video, Marjorie Taylor Greene posing with guns in the background with pictures of other Democratic members of Congress. Knock it off, guys. The right wing. I'd like to see a responsible conservative party that was not violent, that agreed with democracy, that supported our democracy, as we had people in the past, like Eisenhower and Reagan and George H.W. Bush, didn't agree with many of their policies, but they did not attack democracy. This is a frontal attack on democracy. Frontal attack by Tucker Carlson, another journalist. And if it continues, we are not going to have a free press, ultimately, and we're not going to have a democracy. Now, there is another, this is kind of funny in a way, guy who attacked the press and had a consequence is Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been told, that he show cause why he shouldn't be thrown out of the journalist union, the entertainer union, SAG-AFTRA. What? You didn't know he was a member of a union? He was a member of the union because of The Apprentice. He's a member of the union. They decided to get together and throw him out. Why? Because he attacked journalists. He said they were the enemy of the people, and he attacked them personally. And you can't have one union member attacking other union members because the journalists are part of that too. Trump writes them a snarky thing back, you know, you can't fire me, I quit. And instead of ganging up on them, they just come back and they go, thank you. Thank you. Okay, you know, I'll tell you what, Tucker Carlson should go the way of Trump. Throw him out of the union. Throw him out of the union. Throw him out of the union. Okay, we have a minute to go. We have the lines are alive. Do not hang up when we go to the break. I'll get right back to you after the break. But I think I want to leave it with this thought, and it concerns me a great deal. Democracy is fragile and journalism is very fragile. And you can't have democracy without free journalism. You simply can't. And you don't have it in Mexico anymore. You don't have it in Pakistan. You are governed by cartel or jihad. And we ain't putting up with that here. Do not hang up. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.